Good morning to you, to all the audience tuning in, to Abdiel, and to all who make this broadcast possible. Today, on the eve of Father's Day, we have good news. We had no fatalities yesterday, something very important from the evolution of the pandemic point of view. Cuba has today probably the lowest number of patients admitted to our hospitals, 296 COVID patients, 12 in surveillance, 133 are suspects, and 151 are confirmed. These are the active cases. In our primary health care system, our professional and specialists follow 574 people for certain risks. Yesterday, the island's different molecular biology laboratories studied 2,536 samples in the Pedro Curie Tropical Medicine Institute, 1,308 in the Brother Almeida Hospital, 350 in the Provincial Center in Villa Clara, 316 in Havana's laboratory in Havana, 288 in Santiago de Cuba, 280, and in the Center for Genetic Engineering and Biotechnology, 94 samples. As a result of the study of these, 2,536 samples, 4 patients tested positive for COVID-19. That is 0.16% of all processed samples. Yesterday, and this is something our population has been asking about, and some people contend that the negativity observed in some of these provinces, it's a result of no processing samples, and it's we can assert that all the samples, 1,724 belong to Havana because it's a territory with great complexity, and we have the active cases, and there are a group of contacts and suspected cases. However, samples of all provinces were studied. The territories with the highest numbers were Villa Clara with 142 samples, Santiago de Cuba with 177, Ciego de Ávila with 82, Camagüey with 45, Guantanamo 50, the Isle of Youth Special Municipality with 48 samples, Pinal del Río 41, Artemisa 39, Mayabeque 48. All the territories processed samples to demonstrate that and to guarantee that there are no positive cases in their respective territories. Since the beginning of the pandemic in our country, Cuba has studied 148,812 samples, of which 2,309 have tested positive, and this represents this 1.6% of all the samples processed. Of the 4 cases confirmed yesterday, all are Cubans, as this has been going on for several days now. All 4 are confirmed case contacts. This is a very important risk group, and this is the reason why these people are isolated and studied, and they already accumulate 2,007 people who have been studied and who have been positive case contacts, and this represents 88.5% of all cases confirmed in Cuba. In 99 cases, the source of infection is being sought for 4.3 of the cases, and 161 people, the number of people in our country who have contracted the disease abroad, does not change. Of the 4 cases, 2 two are male and two are female for a cumulative of 1,165 people are male, that's 50.4%, and 1,144 patients, 49.5% in the total are female. Three of the positive cases were asymptomatic for a cumulative of 1,247 people, 54% of the cases in the evolution of the pandemic in Cuba who have been asymptomatic at the moment of the diagnosis. And in terms of what's been going on over the last 15 days, and we have seen this on previous briefings, this trend has changed. The number of cases of asymptomatic people have increased by 69.8% of the confirmed cases in the last 2 weeks. That is 123 patients who have been tested in the last 15 days and who have tested positive while being totally asymptomatic. By age groups, there are two cases diagnosed yesterday in the 20 to 39 years of age, one in the group of 40 to 59, and one case in the group of 60 and over. No children were diagnosed yesterday with COVID-19, and there is no change to the number of 249 who have tested positive in Cuba. And 231 of them have been discharged with favorable evolution, that is 92.8%. Of all four diagnosed cases, all of them belong to Havana, distributed in two municipalities. And the capital today has an incidence rate of confirmed cases every 100,000 inhabitants over the last 15 days. Havana province, although it has lowered its rate, is still the highest in the country. It is followed by the province of Matanzas with 0.28 rate, which is the other province which has reported cases in the last 15 days. And it is also lowering its rate because, this is logical, because it's not reported new cases in the last few days. And we reiterate that the remaining provinces and the Isle of Youth Special Municipality, Artemisa, Ciego de Ávila, Granma, Pinar del Río, Mayabeque, Villa Clara, Cienfuegos, Santi Espíritus, Camagüey, Las Tunas, Holguín, Santiago de Cuba, Guantánamo, and the Isle of Youth Municipality do not report cases in the last 15 days. And as I said yesterday, some of them have even spent over 1 month without positive cases diagnosed. As of 12 o'clock last night, of the 2,309 patients diagnosed with the disease in Cuba, 151 remained admitted, confirmed. These are the active cases, and 99.3%, that is 150 of them, have a stable clinical evolution, a very favorable indicator that illustrates the treatment and the care these patients receive from the medical and from the nursing point of view. We always regret the death of 85 people who have died during the pandemic in our country. And that gives a lethality of 3.68%. And with this, keeping Cuba the 18th place in this indicator in the region of the Americas, of the 35 countries that make up the region. And 10 of these countries have a fatality rate higher than the average of the Americas, which currently stands at 5.17%. Cuba, with this current rate, occupies the 18th place. We always mention the two cases that were evacuated at the beginning of the pandemic, and yesterday another very favorable indicator, 34 patients were discharged. That makes the ratio discharges positive case very positive. Thus, in Cuba, 2,071 patients, that is 89.7% of all confirmed cases, have clinically or epidemiologically recovered, and they are back to their daily activities. Today, we have a patient in critical condition admitted to the Salvador Allende Hospital, the same patient reported in previous days. The patient remains critical, although the specialists taking care of him say he has a stable evolution. In the world, with alarming news, the same 185 countries continued reporting COVID-19 cases. This has remained unchanged during several weeks. And yesterday, 138,935 new people were confirmed with COVID-19 for a cumulative of 8,457,305 confirmed cases, with 5,147 deaths yesterday in the world. The world accumulates 453,882 deaths. The region of Americas remains in a very complex situation, and yesterday it confirmed 72,324 cases, and it already accumulates almost 50% of all the cases in the world, 4,170,615 confirmed cases, representing 49.31% of the total of cases confirmed in the world. 3,318 people died in the region yesterday, accumulating 215,737 deaths for a lethality of 5.17%, as we had previously said. This morning, we were reviewing the data from the World Health Organization and the Pan American Health Organization websites, and they say that there is no doubt that the current epicenter of the pandemic resides in the region of Americas, regrettably, and very alarming, extremely alarming figures this morning. Although the cut we had here, there were 978,142 confirmed cases in Brazil. The information provided at 6 o'clock in the morning already stated that Brazil had over 1 million cases, only surpassed in the world by the United States of America. And undoubtedly, this is all related to the non-compliance by the government of these countries, which have led to this current situation. The restriction measures have demonstrated that they are the only effective vaccine available to prevent and to avoid the contagion of this pandemic. And this is the information we had on Cuba and on the world.